Patissa Samuppada, Dependent Origination, Talk Number 2. Ignorance and Karma Formation. Last week, we started with introduction, where we cover many small different aspects of mind and matter that we need to understand in this discourse. Patissasamuppada, well known in English as dependent origination. But I like dependent arising because it is about the causal arising of mind and matter, or causal arising of rebirth. There are exactly 12 links in this loop. Today, we are going to discuss one of the 12 links. In Pali, avijja, vijja, sankhara. In English, ignorance as condition, karma formation arises. Because of ignorance as condition, karma formation arises. Avijja, vijja, sankhara. So let's try and understand each word. Avijja, the first word. Avijja is actually a combination of two words, a and vijja. So, first of all, we need to know what vijja is. V-I-J-J-A. Vijja is wisdom. Vijja is knowledge. Vijja is understanding. And a, or a. And here it's, the meaning is no, or none, or not. Actually, it's a negation word. If you put that a in front of any words, it gives you the opposite meaning in Pali. Therefore, if you combine that a and vijja, avijja, that means without wisdom, without understanding, without knowledge. So, in English, it is translated as ignorance. Ignorance. Another word for this avijja in Pali is moha. Moha in English is translated as delusion, which is the unwholesome mental state. Moha, delusion. Unwholesome mental state. So that will be sufficient enough to understand what avijja is in terms of definition. Avijja, vijja, sankhara. Second word is vijja. P-A-C-C-A-Y-A, vijja. Vijja is translated as producing cause, a cause that produce, supporting cause, or a set of conditions that produce something. simply condition. You can say, this cause, a cause, can be before the effect. Basically, logical sequencing. There must be a cause, and therefore effect follows. Logical sequencing. But in this sutta, this cause can also arise together with the effect. It arises together with the effect. And both cause and effect simply perform their functions, do their job at the same time, and then they pass away together. They arise together, they perform their functions together at the same time, and they pass away together. So some cause and effects are like that. Even though they arise together, they work, do their own job, but it is also considered as cause and effect based on logic. Cause, because there's an effect. But in rare cases, cause can come after the effect. We won't go into detail, but it is outside the linear thought process. Just for information purpose, we put it that one as well, cause and effect. Vicaya, conditions, producing cause, supporting cause. And the third one is sankhara, S-A-N-K-H-A-R-A, sankhara. Sankhara is translated as something that make or form, something that make another thing, something that form another thing, make or form, or made, something that made another product and something that formed another product. Or you can say condition to produce something. It's a set of condition to produce something, or actions carried out in conjunction with the 50 mental formations. There are 50 mental formations, and the actions carried out with these mental formations. And all these mental formations, whatever mental state arises, are always led by chetana, volition. That's sankhara. So we are simply giving you the definition right here. The first word, ignorance, or avijja. Okay, fine, ignorance. What are we ignorant about? What are we ignorant about? In the sutta or discourse, it is written like this. We are ignorant about the Four Noble Truths. Very specific. Not about ignorant about anything and everything. We are ignorant about the Four Noble Truths. In other words, one don't know life or existence is suffering. One don't know life or existence is suffering. Instead, we believe it is good and great. That is not knowing the first noble truth, noble truth of suffering. And as we don't know the first noble truth, as we don't know the reality of the first noble truth. Life is suffering. We crave for life. As we don't know, we crave for life. That means we are living with the second noble truth. Craving for life is we are living with the second noble truth, which we are supposed to abandon. Instead of abandoning, we are living with it. And this abandonment can be done only if you truly understand the first noble truth. So, in other words, we don't know the second noble truth is the cause of suffering, dukkha. We don't know the second noble truth, which is the cause of suffering, which is craving. That's how we don't know about second noble truth. That's why we are craving for everything and anything in life. As we believe life is good and pleasant, we began to chase for better status in this life, better standard of living in this life, and also better existence for the next life. Why? Because we don't know life is suffering. So, as we keep on chasing for better existence and better status, that means we don't know the cessation of suffering. We don't know the cessation of suffering, the third noble truth. The noble truth of cessation of suffering. Because we keep on chasing, it never ends, it doesn't cease. That means we don't know the third noble truth. We have already decided life is not suffering. Okay? If we have decided life is not suffering, we don't have to stop and look for, or we don't have the need for, to look for a way out of that suffering, which we don't know. As we don't look for the way out of this suffering, that means we don't know the fourth noble truth. The fourth noble truth is the way out of suffering. So that's what it means by ignorant, avijja, in discourses, not knowing the four noble truth. But in Abhidhamma, it is defined differently. It is defined as, we'll go one at a time. But anyway, sankhara is a formation of performance. Because of this ignorance, because of this unknowing nature of the four noble truth, we perform actions. Okay. Unknowingly, ignorantly, we perform actions. But sometime, we know something, not ignorant, but we know something that is wrong. Wrongly knowing, or with the wrong view, we perform something. We believe in something, some view, which is not full noble truth, and we perform actions. So there are two ways of ignorance. One way is simply don't know. Another one is you know wrongly. That knowing wrongly is also ignorant. We believe life is great and pleasant. So what do? We keep chasing, work hard for better and better lifestyle. Life status, life standing. Again, let's see, what is a better lifestyle? A better lifestyle is having more beautiful things, hearing sweet sounds, having pleasant smell, fabulous taste, fantastic aesthetical touches, and a wonderful out-of-the-world ideas and opinions, which always feeds our ego, our great idea, our great opinion. That what it is, better status mean. In other words, basically, sixth sense pleasure. Or all the things we value in life. That's a better status. Or you can say fame, fortune, and great ego. That is what we are chasing after our whole life. But this chasing after the sixth sense pleasure or better lifestyle is conditioned by ignorant avijja. Because of that ignorant or not knowing the full noble truth, we keep chasing after the sixth sense pleasure. Actions. Sometimes we do wholesome actions, sometimes we do unwholesome actions. Doing wholesome actions to get a better existence in next life is due to avijja, ignorant. You do wholesome thing, but with the objective of getting a better existence in the next life is due to ignorant, avijja. And also wholesome actions done with ignorance. Wholesome actions done with ignorance is also sankhara. And also unwholesome deeds, physical deeds, unwholesome speech and unwholesome thoughts. That we do is also sankhara, karma formation. Good, let's see what is the first noble truth. The first noble truth is about, stated as, life is suffering. Life is suffering. But let's see what life is. Life is mine and me, you, I, mine. Or in general, beings, sattva. Like means you, me, I. They as beings. And what does this beings or you and me consist of? It consists of mind and matter, nama and rupa. And this nama and rupa can also be presented in a more detailed form as five aggregates. five aggregates is the product or the resultant of the past life actions. Just connecting the dots. Me and you. Life is me and you. Me and you is mind and matter. Mind and matter can be put into five aggregates. Five aggregates are products of last life actions. So in here, in Abhidhamma, the way it's stated is, not knowing what self is, not knowing what mind and matter is, not knowing what five aggregates of clinging is, not knowing how this five aggregates is being formed. That is ignorance according to Abhidhamma definition. So, not knowing is the not knowing life is suffering is the first noble truth. Okay, not knowing the first noble truth is dukkha sisya. Not knowing the first noble truth means not knowing life is suffering on an experiential level. Not knowing mind and matter is suffering on an experiential level. Not knowing five aggregates is suffering on an experiential level. And all these not knowings are called avijja, ignorance. Another word, moha. Avijja or moha, ignorance or delusion. And of course, not knowing how five aggregates is formed is, putting a different way, it's not knowing the dependent arising, how this rebirth, how this mind and matter is being repeatedly formed again and again and again, or rebirths is unceasingly forming all the time, one life after the other. So in Abhidhamma, that is how it is defined. So not knowing or avijja as the main condition. Okay, condition, it is not one cause produce one effect. In Buddhism, there are many causes produce actually many effects. But in here, we singled out the main one. Not knowing avijja is the main condition or the main cause. And we do all sort of things. Not knowingly, we do all sort of things. And doing all sort of things is sankhara. Not knowing is avijja. Avijja is the main cause. Sankhara actions is the effect. So we do all sort of actions, all sort of things. Just do a little bit, make it a little more clearer. We do wholesome actions. Wholesome actions done with ignorance is sankhara. Unwholesome actions done is sankhara. You don't have to say done with ignorance. Unwholesome actions we always do when we are ignorant. And also there's another action is called imperturbable actions. It is not really concerned of the human level. It is the volition associated with the sankhara of formless beings. That's Brahma. So those are sankhara, wholesome, unwholesome, and imperturbable. And also you can see bodily actions, physical deed, verbal actions, speech, mental actions, thought, done with volition, are sankhara. They call it kaya sankhara, vachi sankhara, mano sankhara. So they are all six types, wholesome, unwholesome, and imperturbable, and bodily, verbally, and thought. These six types of actions, whenever you do these six types of actions, you are forming karma. Whenever you do these six types of actions, you are forming karma. That's why the word sankhara is translated as karma formation. Not simply actions. They are always forming karma. That's why sankhara is translated as karma formation. So that will give you a little bit better perspective or understanding about the first link, which includes two factors, ignorance and karma formation. Ignorance is the cause, karma formation is the effect. Avijja is the cause and sankhara is the effect. That's why ignorance as condition, karma formation arises, avijja, vijja, sankhara. So that is the first of the 12 links, which performs in a loop. And it would be better for all of you to understand in a way, but to know the 12 links by heart. Ignorance is the condition, karma formation is the effect, karma formation is the condition, and so on and so on. Back and forth, one must know, because in a series of talk, these will be talked again and again, because they are all related through cause and effect. And if you know at least these words, the words and their linkage, you will understand better. May all of you be able to practice Satipatthana Vipassana meditation and able to understand dependent arising of Patisasamuppada as soon as possible. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Thank you very much.